I apologize for my voice today, and I will keep my reflection short because I'm recovering from laryngitis. In our gospel today, we hear from the evangelist John that Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love." How do we do that? How do we keep God's commandments in our world today? Well, the church gives us an example every year during the Easter season by giving us the example of the Acts of the Apostles. For the early church, in the light of the resurrection, the teaching of the apostles to the other disciples and those other disciples who grew up in the words and actions of Jesus when he was on earth, and the light of the Holy Spirit of the early church that filled those faithful at the Pentecost. And in our Acts reading from today, from chapter 15, we hear about a dispute where Peter is providing judgment and wisdom inspired by the Holy Spirit for the Jewish Christians and the Gentile Christians living together. Peter says, "God, who knows the heart, bore witness by granting them," that is, the Gentile Christians, "the Holy Spirit, just as he did us. He made no distinction between us and them, for by faith he purified their hearts. Why, then, are you now putting God to the test by placing on the shoulders of the disciples a yoke that neither our ancestors nor we have been able to bear?" And then later in this same passage that we hear today, Peter says, "It is my judgment, therefore, that we ought to stop troubling the Gentiles who turn to God, but tell them by letter to avoid pollution from idols, unlawful marriage, the meat of strangled animals, and blood." These are the guidance given to the Jewish Christians, and these laws that the Jewish Christians are living under, he is asking the Gentile Christians to abide by for harmony between the two communities. He is not asking the Gentile Christians to follow all the laws that the Jewish Christians would have been following as faithful Jews. In fact, we don't think about this today because there is no prohibition on us on having blood, because there is a meal that includes blood porridge. You'll find it at many Irish pubs, for instance, in the breakfast time, and blood sausage. And in the Middle Ages, it was a common way of increasing caloric intake among the poor and even in many monasteries. So that prohibition no longer stands, but it was given to the Gentile Christians in the time of the apostles as a way for the two communities to coexist. Perhaps our guidance today is to think, where are we like the early apostles and disciples in living out the laws that we are asking to, that God asked us to keep, those commandments? Where, and the best example is to sit and read the Acts of the Apostles. Then judge. Where are we in our society in following their examples? And then the third leg of the stool of Catholic social teaching, see, judge, act. We then should act in ways that show to the world that we are living as God wants us to live in keeping God's commandments.